They act like I'm a terrible mother. Well, I wouldn't know if Caden saw me because I don't know what he looks like, I retort, my voice rising. Mother narrows her eyes at me. She hates the thought of me knowing anything about Caden. His identity is still unknown to me. He could walk by me in the street and I would be completely oblivious. And the worst thing is she won't tell me why I can't know about him. I gather fragments from girls at school, but their parents are just as strict. On a good day, I might find out whether he is killed or not. Sometimes, when it is just mother and father awake, I sneak down to listen in on their conversation. That is how I found out about girls going missing around the town. Mara, please don't be difficult, Mother begs, exasperated. I fold my arms over my chest. To say I'm sick of being holed up every night is an understatement. I've given up on seeing friends on Friday nights. I'm a hop, skip, and a jump away from graduating, but that doesn't mean my mother's rules will be relaxed. Finding our mate when we are young is essential within our culture. The amount of young males I've even shaken hands with is ridiculous. Everything okay in here? I turn as my father walks into the room. It has been raining outside, yet I don't remember noticing that when I was looking out the window. He takes off his soaking wet coat.